News Talk 1620 WTAW. At the end of the month, we visit with Shannon Overby of the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau. In between our regular visits, there is an upcoming deadline of Wednesday, April 24th. If there is a person or a business that has given you exceptional service, go to visitaguiline.org and get that information. And here's the background on these awards again from Shannon Overby.
The second week in the month of May is typically National Tourism Week and National Tourism Awareness Week. And we've kind of expanded it here in Bryan College Station to be National Tourism Month. And so we've got a month of activities, four different activities, one a week that's going on. And the most important and the one that we've done over the past several years is the Hospitality Celebration, which will be held this year on May 15th at Christopher's. And it's a time for us to honor people in our community who have made a difference when welcoming visitors to our area. So we have nomination forms that we would love for people to go on our website and download these nomination forms for Exceptional Service Associate and an Outstanding Service Provider. So if any of you have worked with or been to a restaurant or a hotel or a shop where the service associate, maybe the waitress or somebody behind the counter at a gas station, has done something above and beyond to be hospitable and show true Texas hospitality, we want to be sure and get a nomination for them. And then also on the same kind of thing, we're looking for that business that tends to go above and beyond when welcoming visitors to our area. And those nomination forms are on our website.
Which is?
visitaguiline.com.
Let me test your memory about past winners and some of the qualities you recall those nominations described.
Sure. You know, and they're not typical tourism businesses that you may think of. Several years ago, Harvey Washbangers won, and the reason they did was because they had a team that was here playing in a softball tournament in our community that came right before they closed. They stayed open late for them, helped them wash and dry their uniforms, and even kept the kitchen open late so that they could order dinner. So we had a nomination come from that team. So we, you know, honored them for helping out because those were visitors to our community. They certainly left our area with a great impression of what Bryan College Station was all about, and I guarantee you they returned.
Is there anything else regarding the actual event at Christopher's we need to talk about at this time?
In addition to honoring those couple of what we call hometown heroes, the service associate and the service provider, we also will be honoring some people who have actually worked to bring a conference or an event into our community, as well as some of the media that have gone above and beyond in helping us out. So we hope that everyone stays tuned for more information on all of that.
Thanks again to Shannon Overby of the Bryan College Station Convention and Visitors Bureau. Again, go to their website, visitaguiline.org, and get those forms if you want to nominate someone for Exceptional Service Associate or a business as Outstanding Service Provider. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.